It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Later in the hour, we'll look at the dark side of fraternities and what colleges are doing or not doing about them.
First, tomorrow is International Women's Day, an opportunity to take stock on how far we've come on women's rights and consider what's next.
Today, according to the World Health Organization, more than 1 in 3 women in the world will be physically or sexually abused in her lifetime, with that number reaching as high as 70% in some countries.
As we mark this year's International Women's Day, the International Violence Against Women Act is being considered by Congress. It would make gender-based abuse a permanent part of United States efforts abroad.
Our next guest, Ritu Sharma, has played a role in developing that legislation. She's the president and co-founder of Women Thrive Worldwide. She's here with us now. Ritu, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
So first, when did we start marking International Women's Day?
105 years ago, believe it or not. I know a lot of people are just hearing about it for the first time, and this is the first time ever we got a Google Doodle on International Women's Day, so that was a breakthrough. But it's actually been a holiday that's been around for a long time, and the point of it is to just recognize the incredible contributions that women have made to history, to science, to business, to literature, and all around the world. It's a big celebration. Women take a lot of pride in celebrating this day.
Well, before we get into the legislation you've been working on, what particular things would you like to mark to celebrate on International Women's Day?
Well, a couple things to celebrate. More girls are in school around the world than ever before in human history. More kids are living beyond the age 5 than ever before. Women's life expectancy around the world has increased. So I know there are a lot of horror stories that we hear, a lot of information out there about violence and abuse, and it's all real. But the backdrop to this is that women around the world are making progress. They are getting it done for themselves. They're not waiting around for people to help them out. They're taking matters into their own hands, and they are breaking barriers all over the place.
Well, part of your effort is to try, at least to some extent, to have the United States help women out around the world with the International Violence Against Women Act. What's the story behind the act and what it would do?
So for many years, you're familiar with the Violence Against Women Act, the domestic legislation that created numerous programs to help women with violence in the United States. The International Violence Against Women Act is essentially the sister bill. And what it would do is make eliminating violence against women and girls a specific goal of U.S. foreign policy. And what that means is that when we are dealing with countries, for example, let's take Papua New Guinea, where the violence against women rate is 98%, just part of the culture, or countries in Africa where female genital mutilation is practiced, you know, on 80% of the girls. These are the kinds of things that our diplomats and our development people overseas will have to start engaging these governments around because of an express goal of U.S. foreign policy to do so.
You know, even in a country that maybe acknowledges this as a problem, might there be some pushback against a sense the United States is interfering in something that they would prefer to solve themselves?
Yes. And I think that in many cases is a ruse, because when the U.S. is engaging these other countries on, say, economic policy or democratization, you don't necessarily get that pushback. But when it comes to women's rights, you know, the reality is that there's a lot of guys in power that really like it the way that it is. And the truth is that there are women in these countries, and many men as well, who are trying to push from inside. They are working within their own cultures, within their own communities. And what this does is it sends a signal to all of those people at the grassroots level that are trying to change their country from within, that the United States is standing with them. And that gives them a huge lift. Will it annoy some people? Sure. But when it comes to human rights issues around the world, the United States pretty routinely annoys other countries because we press the issue of human rights.
Is this something that would just be symbolic words in the State Department's mission, or are there real incentives and punishments, or rewards or negative consequences in this legislation for other countries?
Yeah, a couple interesting things have already happened. And one is that what this legislation would do is it would mandate that the U.S. government have a strategy, but then it actually picks five countries where the government wants to do something about violence and where the incidence of it is high. And that's a carrot. You know, what we're saying is that to a government, you know, we can give you $100 million to deal with this problem. And not only that, it will strengthen your relationships with the United States. It'll strengthen our economic ties. So we're holding out there some carrots, and that's a good thing. In terms of the stick part of it, the opposite is true as well. You know, when we're engaging with countries to give them aid dollars, this is going to be one of the things that we'll be talking about. And, you know, it's implied that if the government feels that this is not something that they want to address, what this bill says is, look, violence against women is an economic issue. You know, it's an education issue. You know, if the U.S. is going to invest in your education system and you're not going to deal with violence against girls, we don't think our money is going to be very effective in your country. So if this bill passes, it will make, you know, violence part of the fabric of what we're doing with countries around the world. And so, yeah, does it have teeth? Absolutely.
Has there been opposition to your legislation, your proposed legislation in Congress?
No, there has not been opposition. I have yet to see a member of Congress get up and say, although it's in the realm of possibility, you know, I support violence against women and girls. No one has yet done that.
Well, I've seen arguments not from people in Congress, but that this is a stealth way to promote birth control or abortion around the world. That's at least one argument I've seen from conservative critics of the legislation.
Yeah, that's not correct, actually. The bill would not fund anything to do with abortion. The money for this bill goes to the International Affairs Committee, and there's already a blanket prohibition on abortion activities. So there is no chance that this could support abortion-related activities overseas. I think when you peel back, you know, what's really behind that effort, I think there's other things going on, which more has to do with kind of wanting to keep women in their place and keep things as they are. It's not about abortion. So no, is there any real issue around this bill? Not at all. I think what we need to do is raise the momentum so it will get put on a very busy congressional agenda. Now, we already have 9 Republican co-sponsors in the House, and we've got 2-3 Republican co-sponsors coming on in the Senate. Now, this is a very, very bipartisan issue. And for all of those who are going to be going back home and trying to court women to vote for them, there's something in it for the members of Congress who come on to Iowa.
When I hear numbers like some countries where 70% of women are physically and or sexually abused, 98%, you said in another place, it seems like this bill in the United States might help, but it can only be part of a solution. What is the most important thing that needs to change to make those numbers go way down?
Well, the most important thing to do is to really engage men and women at the community level. Community level programs that help people to start thinking differently. But we can do it. We've done it with HIV/AIDS around the world. We have succeeded at getting people to change their behavior around a very sensitive issue of sex. And we can sponsor those kinds of programs as well to really reduce violence against women and girls. We know that they work. It's really a matter of investing in them.
Ritu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day.
And to you as well. We've been speaking with Ritu Sharma, president and co-founder of Women Thrive Worldwide. She helped develop the International Violence Against Women Act, currently being considered by Congress.